We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Deer Season Daily, October 21st, 2025. Got a good show for you today. I'm going to talk about a lot of different stuff, but before we get into it, don't forget about our partner for these Rax Big Game Supplements. You can go to raxmineral.com and see everything that they have. You can go to our website, too, if you want to support that way, ridgehunteroutdoors.com, and use the discount code RHOPOD, that's all caps, no space, and you get 10% off of everything in your order there. More on that in just a little bit. If you're on YouTube, subscribe, like, comment, all that kind of stuff really helps us out. If you're on audio only, follow us, leave us a review, and share the episodes. If you guys are enjoying them, share them on your socials. Tag us. It's Ridge Hunter Outdoors on Facebook and Instagram, and we'd love to see you guys sharing the episodes out there. That would help us out a ton to get some more people listening and watching the shows. So we always kick these off with the RHO update. My doe video should be coming out today, so I shot a doe at the cabin. We got some good video from that. That should come out today. Later this week, we're going to have Dad's buck video come out, hopefully by Friday. If not, it'll be the beginning of next week. It just depends on how this week goes, how hunting goes. We got some good weather coming in, so I'm going to try to get out there and get after them, whether I'm filming or behind the bow. Either way, hopefully get some more content filmed this week. But if it all goes right, I should have Dad's video out by the end of the week. I'm really wanting to get that one out because I'm excited about it, more so than I have been a lot of other videos that we've done. I also have the tarsal gland spray and the calming sprays mixed and ready to go. So on our website, like I said, if you want to use that discount code, again, it's RHOPOD, all caps, no space. You can get any of our sprays for 10% off. You can also stop by the shop if you're local and get some of that. The inventory is updated on the website. I'll keep it in stock, hopefully for the rest of the season, unless something happens and I sell out and I just don't have a few days to get some more made. I'll try to keep that in stock for the rest of the season now. So the buck tarsal, the doe tarsal, and the calming spray are all back in stock and ready to go. If you guys aren't familiar with those, we've been making those since before we've been making videos and before we've been doing the podcast and before we've been consulting and before we've been doing food plots. That's really what got us started, and it's something that I think works really well. I've used it since the beginning. That's why I started making it, because I wanted something to use, and a lot of other guys have had a lot of luck with them too. So go check those out if you are into using scent. I think it's a great tool to have in your toolbox. That takes us to talk and shop. So we have started to see some more bucks come in. This weekend wasn't awesome just because it rained all day Saturday and it didn't stop till Sunday morning, but we did have some bucks come in yesterday. One pretty nice one, definitely a mature buck, an 8-pointer, probably mid-130s, so very solid deer there. And the bucks that are coming in, starting to get a little bit of swelling on their neck, and they're starting to smell like the pre-rut. So I think I mentioned this on the first or second one when I was introing this segment. One thing that we can kind of tell, I mean, aside from the calendar, that the rut's getting closer and that the bucks are starting to become more active is the way they smell as they come in the shop. They just have a different odor about them, and it's stronger as we get farther into October and up into November. So they're starting to smell like the pre-rut, and that's maybe you wouldn't understand that unless you've smelled one and you know what I'm talking about. But I can tell you that they're getting stronger as they're coming in, and they're getting bigger too. I think we're going to see more and more bucks coming in throughout this week and just as we get into the next couple weeks going into November. So that takes us to what's new. And like I said, this is from the Supreme Court. Maybe I didn't intro that, but this is from the Supreme Court. They're not taking up this corner crossing case. I don't know if you guys are familiar with this or if you've been paying attention to it, but if you do any hunting out west on public ground, you probably have. If you don't know what corner crossing is, there's a lot of ground out there where there's two big blocks of public that meet, and there's two big blocks of private that meet on the other side of them, diagonal from each other. So the only way to get from one public to the other is to go across that corner. This guy named Fred Eshelman unsuccessfully pursued a criminal and civil trespassing charge against four hunters from Missouri who use a specially constructed ladder to access BLM land intermixed with square mile sections of his ground in 2021. That's the case that the Supreme Court decided not to take up. It's not the first time they've had issues with this. It's kind of been an ongoing thing over time in the West when you're talking about corner crossing. But I'll read you this article from the Montana Free Press, at least part of it. It says the U.S. Supreme Court has declined to consider an appeal of a corner crossing case that's been closely watched by public land hunters and landowner groups throughout the West. The court's decision, codified in an order list released on Monday, means corner crossing remains legal in the 10th Circuit states of Wyoming, Colorado, Utah, Oklahoma, Kansas, and New Mexico. Elsewhere in the West, including Montana, which has more than 900,000 acres of corner-locked land, corner crossing will continue to exist in a legal gray area. So, for now, it's all still legal, which is good news, like I said, if you hunt out west, if you hunt public land out there, because sometimes that's the only way that you can get from one piece to the other is to go across those corners. So the Supreme Court decided not to take that up. It's probably not the last you'll ever hear about it, probably not the end of that story, but at least for now, it is still legal. Weather and movement predictions. We're looking at a low of 50 this morning and a high of 64 throughout the day. We're supposed to be back down in the 50s before dark, though. It's supposed to be sunny most of the day and high winds this afternoon. It's supposed to be westerly winds pretty much all day. I think in the morning, it's going to be more like 10 to 15. And then throughout the day, it's going to build up to gusts up to 30 miles an hour is what it says. And that is supposed to lay back down a little bit before dark. The pressure is going to be around 29.9 all day, so not terribly low, not terribly high either. It's not rising, it's not falling. It's supposed to hang right around there all day. I do think it's still a little bit warm to see great movement, but there will be bucks on their feet in daylight somewhere. So still not a ton of them, but if you're in the right spot, you could have a good hunt, especially this evening after that wind lays a little. It's kind of like that rain effect where if you have a heavy rain, it beds them down, and as soon as that lets up, they start to get up and move around. The heavy winds can do the same thing. And I think the sweet spot for wind is like 10 to 15 miles an hour. I think that's when the deer are most comfortable moving around. When it's super high wind, they get real spooky because they can't tell what's what. Everything's moving. Everything's making noise. They can't hear. They can't see. I don't even think they can smell as good when the wind's blowing that hard. And when there's no wind, it's kind of the opposite of that. They're freaked out because there's nothing going on. They can hear everything, and they can probably smell everything as well. So I think that 10 to 15 miles an hour is like probably ideal, and that's what we're supposed to have here in the last hour of the day. So that could be pretty good. Where I would be, where I'm probably going to be, is on a doe food source, like where you've been seeing does come out every evening. That spot is just going to get hotter and hotter as we get into the first couple weeks of November. Scrapes in the morning, and also travel corridors in the evening too, but scrapes in the morning are going to be good, especially if there's fresh buck sign, fresh scrapes around doe bedding areas. Those are going to be awesome places to be up until really the first part of November. As a pre-rut kicks in and as we get through the pre-rut, those spots where you have fresh buck sign close to doe bedding are going to be some of the hottest spots, and especially those scrapes. Like pre-rut's the best time of year to hunt scrapes, in my opinion, because that's when they're using it the most to communicate. As the rut happens, they don't need the scrapes. And then again, kind of late season, you can go back to scrapes as well. But we'll talk about that when we get into December. So that's where I would be today. That's what I look forward to happen today. And that brings us to the last segment, the tip of the day. And it is that the rut won't be, let me try that again. The rut will not be early. It will not be late. It will be at the same time that it is every year. Why is that? It's based on the photo period, which is the amount of time it's daylight and dark. So as the daylight gets shorter, and the day, and then again turns around and the daylight gets longer, that's what the photo period is. And there's a spot in there where that kind of kicks off the rut. And then after the rut starts, we have the peak rut like a couple weeks later usually. And then it tails off from there. And the peak rut, which a lot of guys think is like the best time to hunt, is actually probably the opposite of that in the rut, because that's really the lockdown phase. There's a lot of does in estrus. The most number of does in estrus at one time is the peak of the rut, and that's when bucks don't have to move very far to find does to breed. So they're locked down with one. They get off of that one. They go right to the next one. They don't have to go very far. That, for us here in southern Illinois, is usually around the 17th of November, give or take a few days. That's just when we see the most does, I think, the most does that are in estrus and lockdown period. Sometimes, though, when the rut happens throughout that period, you think it's not happening because you just don't see it. Or other times we see a lot more of it, maybe earlier or a little bit later, and we think that's when the rut's really happening. But that, what we see, is all based on the weather. So if it's hot during the day, they're still going to do their thing. They're just going to do it at night, and you're not going to see as much of it. Maybe on your cameras, you'll be more active at night. And if they're not in the right spot, you're not going to see any of it. So it'll seem like the rut's not even happening. And on the flip side of that, what gets people a lot of times thinking it's early is these little immature bucks will be chasing does around pretty hard way too early. And that's why you see those Facebook posts about guys saying, hey, I saw heavy chasing today. The rut is on. Well, in all reality, it's probably a young buck that was pushing the door. And it could be a mature buck, like a one-off. But the rut is going to happen at the same time. I don't care what you see the little bucks doing to does or what you're even seeing big bucks doing. The most does in estrus will be around the 17th of November for us, the 15th, the 14th as you go farther north, somewhere in there around mid-November. It will be the same time that it is every year. There will be a few does that come in early, and that's maybe where you see those big bucks chasing a doe around earlier than normal. But overall, the time frame does not shift. So don't get worried if you're seeing posts on Facebook and you haven't got out there to hunt them yet, and it's like October 25th and they're saying the rut's on. The rut's not on. It's going to happen the same time in November that it always does. That's all I got for you guys today. Thanks for watching. Thanks for tuning into these every day. Hopefully you continue to listen. As we get closer and through November, they're just going to get even better talking about hunting, trying to get everything we can out of this season, enjoying every day of it. So again, thanks guys for tuning in, and I'll catch you tomorrow.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.